keep your back straight. Beginning of this month, we were in Himalayas. It's Badrinath. It's about 3,300 meters above sea level. And we went further higher, maybe around 3,500, 3,600 meter altitude in our walking around the valleys and other mountains. At the surface, in the sea level, oxygen content in the air is about 21%. As we go to the higher altitude, oxygen content reduces. In Badrinath, at 3,300 meters, oxygen content is about 14%. Instead of 21%, there is 14%. And if you go to the top of Everest, it's about 7% oxygen content. Oxygen content reduces as we go up. And few of the students accompanied, they had breathing problem in that condition in Badrinath. It took 2-3 days for them to get acclimatized. It's less amount of oxygen. It is called as, the medical terminology, it is called as hypoventilation. In that hypoventilation, what happens, the carbon dioxide content in the lungs increases. Carbon dioxide toxins starts building up in the body. And carbon dioxide further get absorbed in the body. It becomes carbonic acid. It becomes, the body becomes, even the blood becomes acidic in nature. Acidic. This carbon dioxide has to be removed. This hypoventilation. Hypoventilation, it causes the body to become acidic. And the purpose of yoga, and yoga stresses that acidic body is not good. You have to convert it into alkaline. Alkalinity is good for the health. The technique, we learn here that the breathing technique, pranayama technique, helps in overcoming this problem. People on the surface, on the sea level, though 21% is there in the air, it's people die quite early, but in the Himalayas, yogis are there, 80, 90, 100 years common there. It's at low oxygen, but long life is there. Here, it's a 21% is there, still we have short life. So, it's a problem not with the oxygen content, problem with the breathing. These toxins has to be released. Yogis, they have learned the art of breathing, how to remove the toxins from the system. If you remove the toxins from the system, from the lungs, you live longer. It is... Even for me, that I did not have any problem at the high altitude also. Because this pranayama technique, other day somebody sent an email, he's planning to go to Mount Kailas, what is the breathing technique he has to do? It's a breathing technique, this carbon dioxide, excess carbon dioxide has to be released. It's a technique is inhale and exhale longer. You have to exhale longer than the inhale. That is the Vasudeva Kriya Yoga technique. That's you are inhaling for short and exhaling for longer. When you start exhaling for longer, toxins from the system gets released. It is that technique, Vasudeva Kriya Yoga technique, what we are breathing, doing, it is also is called as anti-aging pranayama. Helps in countering the aging process. Otherwise, we come across people even in their 20s, they look like 50 years. There is no glow in the radiance in the face, no radiance in the eyes. This technique, when you start releasing the toxins from the system, and it is an anti-aging and rejuvenates the body. We will practice this through the Nadi Shodhana. Nadi Shodhana also, this technique, we will do this one. And Vasudeva Kriya Yoga technique also, we do that one for releasing the toxins. Toxins has to be released completely so that body gets rejuvenated. And when you are inhaling, and if the lung, it's cells in the body, loculi, it can absorb the, even 7% oxygen is fine in the air. It can absorb, capture the oxygen. It can absorb that one. If it is healthy enough, those cells can trap the oxygen and you can exhale slowly. By doing that one, your lifespan also increases, breathing rate reduces. Otherwise, in Everest, they say since it is 7% oxygen, untrained person, if he or she tries to climb without any practice, it is like taking one breath in the place of three breaths. I'm supposed to take three breaths, but I'm taking one only breath. Then I start gasping for air. That's why people going for Himalayas, Everest, they settle down in base camp for a few days, get acclimatized, go to the slowly, they proceed. And they practice pranayama to overcome this situation. This pranayama technique, if you are planning any Himalayan trip in the future or Kailasa trip, this technique will help you to get acclimatized quickly. And also, in the down the line, in the fag end of your life, if you're planning to spend your days in Himalayas, it will help your sadhana. You can stay there for a long time. For left thumb and index finger together, bend your right forefinger and middle finger. Complete exhale through the left nostril. Complete exhale. Release all the toxins from the body. Inhale through left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, close your left nostril, complete exhale through the right nostril, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, inhale through right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, exhale through left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Inhale through left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale through right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Inhale through right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale through left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Inhale through left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale through right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Inhale through right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale through left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Inhale through right, 1, 2, left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale through right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Inhale through right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale through left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Hands down. Long inhale.